Christians attacked in Nigeria, a curfew is imposed. A rural move to urban centers in China creates a new approach to ministry, and a children's ministry is gearing up to help in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Nigeria, where Christians fear for their lives. Last week, Muslims began attacking Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains.
At the end of the day, 8 churches had been burned to the ground. The casualty figures are anywhere from 150 up to almost 500 people killed. The Nigerian government enacted a 24-hour curfew to try to get people off the streets and get control of the situation.
The attacks likely stem from a dispute between 2 Muslim groups. Somehow the conflict ended by attacking Christians, probably a result of Christian-Muslim rivalries. Voice of the Martyrs is going in to give medical help and encourage the church.
We have a program called VOM Medical, which is specifically designed for situations like this. But prayer is really the first step and most important step of helping the Christians in Nigeria right now.
To help these persecuted believers, visit our website. Next, a trend encouraged by the Chinese government is producing church growth. WorldServe Ministries' Tom Henry says,
there's a mass migration happening in China right now between people, particularly young people, moving from the rural areas to the cities to look for jobs. It's also being heavily pushed by the Chinese government. And if that has happened, God is doing the same sort of revival that he did in the rural areas, and churches are exploding in urban areas all over China.
WorldServe is refocused on training business and church leaders in the city. They're especially interested in training Chinese businessmen, a project the Chinese government has actually given them permission to do. WorldServe is taking advantage of the opportunity.
We're really encouraging folks to use business as a platform, as God intended, because it can be a great opportunity to impact the culture.
Pray that the church in urban China would continue to grow. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the death toll continues to rise following the January 12th earthquake in Haiti, many are leaving Port-au-Prince to find help elsewhere. 2 weeks ago, For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart predicted this would happen where they're located, in Cap-Haitien.
Now we're starting to get the influx of people. People are coming back home, or people are searching out their own ways to find medical help that they didn't get when they were in Port-au-Prince.
This compounds an already bad situation as Cap-Haitien was hit with torrential rains, causing mudslides and flooding. However, DeHart believes good will come as a result.
For all these years, nobody looked at Haiti. So as bad as this is, we know that God can use anything that Satan intends for bad. God can turn it to good.
Many are already turning to Christ. DeHart says money is needed for food and medicine. We'll connect you at our website. Next, Cure International is praising God for needed supplies and personnel. They were able to get their first supplies delivered over land from the Dominican Republic. They were also able to get a 737 full of urgently needed supplies, food, and volunteers into Port-au-Prince. They managed to scrounge up enough vehicles to transport the team and supplies to the community hospital, which was literally out of food and water. Pray as they continue treating patients that they'll be able to share the gospel. And relief aid is flooding the country of Haiti from hundreds of governments and NGOs. Food and water are in high demand, but so is spiritual nourishment. One Hope is joining the efforts by providing necessities, but also working to bring the Word of God to suffering children in Haiti. Through the end of January, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar to provide 500,000 copies of One Hope's Book of Hope to be handed out with emergency aid. Check out our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the Max Lucado book, Fearless, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.